Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I am Dana K. White. I share my personal deslobification process. As I figure out ways to keep my own home under control, I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people. People who don't love cleaning and organizing. Thanks for joining me today. This is podcast number 406, and I'm calling it Adjusting for Changes in Your Home and Routine. We've all been through this, right? And I think this can be one of the most discouraging things for those of us who struggle is that we finally feel like we're getting it and then life happens. And life happening is not always a good thing, but it's good for life to go on, right? And so life happening, people growing up, things changing, you know, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, it's just the reality of it. And so finding ways to adjust and realizing it's okay, it's not all over when the way that I was doing things doesn't work anymore because of, you know, there are ways to adjust and take what worked before and now put it into a new situation. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. All right, here you go. Are you ready for this, Leah?
Yes, I am.
I'm excited to have you on. So tell me first a little bit about you. Tell me your unique life situation.
Yeah, I'm visually impaired to being legally blind. So my vision with my glasses is still 20/200. They can't make it any better. Genetic disorder that I've had since birth. So okay. I was diagnosed when I was 6 and declared legally blind back in 2001, I think, shortly after. So I've been legally blind since then. So that's pretty much it. Up until last month, I hadn't worked. I hadn't had a job since 2001, or maybe even before that, like 22 years since I've had a job. And I actually got hired on last month as a, I have a visual assistance device called an eSight. And I've actually mentioned it on the Kindred Spirit site a couple of times. And whenever a person tries one out or buys one, they coach that uses them as well, just to teach you how to use it and the tricks and how to do everything. And I got hired on to be a coach. But that's basically it. I mean, I was a stay-at-home mom, you know, being blind, it actually helped me be a stay-at-home mom to my kids and everything. And now they're adult-ish, you know, so they're out of the house a lot and everything. And I still stay home because I can't drive or anything like that. So, yeah.
Okay. So yeah. How many kids?
Just two.
Two. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So are they completely out of the house?
No, they still live here. My daughter and her boyfriend are looking to get a house eventually, mm-hmm. but sometime this year.
Okay.
Lives here, but they both work. And then she has her date days with her boyfriend where she's out with him all day and stuff like that. So,
okay.
My son is a son and he sleeps in his room when he's home. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, I just was curious, how many people were living in the house? So, yeah.
Just four of us, four and two pets at the moment. Okay. So,
okay. Well, cool. All right. So tell me some things that have been working well for you.
Definitely doing the dishes. I'm good at that. I'm good at doing the dishes, you know? So there's at least that. And laundry day, that's really helped a lot too. So I'm good at that. That's pretty much it. So, yeah.
Okay. So you've seen an impact on your house by getting dishes and laundry under control.
Yes. Yes. And I've been doing it long enough to where I know the steps, I know what I'm supposed to do, but you know, doing are two completely different things half the time. So,
yeah.
So it's just following up after the dishes are done, doing those next steps and everything. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So it's moving past the basics that keep things flowing, but then knowing there could be so much more impact from decluttering and trying to get past that.
Yes. Yes, okay. Exactly.
mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, so what are some of the things you want to talk about for your situation?
The main one is really just what we talked about of how to, tips or tricks or whatever, how to move out of the kitchen. I was getting the 5-minute decluttering or the 5-minute pickup thing, doing good on that. And I did the living room as well, but it just seems like it takes me a while to move into a new area, you know? Yeah. So kitchen done and the living room done. And that's it, you know, and then yeah. I'll just keep bouncing between those two. And I don't know if it's a mental block or what, but.
Well, I mean, let's talk about your unique situation being mm-hmm. vision impairment. And I always talk about the visibility rule. So like, how does yeah. that not work well for you because of your visual impairment? Or what do you think?
I don't think so, because with the visibility rule, I understand it is where like you have your most foot traffic in, mm-hmm. you know, and which would be the start of the living. We have like an open floor plan. So you have the kitchen immediately visible from there. So that works. With my vision, I can't see things on the floor, like small things like dirt or, yeah, like in my kitchen, I can see boxes, see that and everything, but my kids have to help me if I knit. So I have these little tiny stitch markers, you know, mm-hmm. and if they fall, I'm just like, child, you know, come help me find this, you know, that type deal. Or I just leave it for the vacuum to suck it up, you know, that type thing. So seeing, thankfully they're not expensive. So, but seeing the smaller things or seeing dirt on the floor that needs to be vacuumed, you know, it's sort of our pet hair, you know, accumulation of pet hair and stuff like that. That's really where the vision comes into play.
Yeah. So, okay. Let's think of it then as like you're looking for a way to gain momentum and move into more of the house, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, let's talk about function. Like if you've got your kitchen and your living area, like your main living room, if those things have been tackled, have you experienced the improvement of function in your home from those two spaces?
Yes. Being,
okay. Okay. So yes. What's the next space that you would like to change the function of or improve the function of?
Probably right now, my study where I'm at, it goes against your rule of it's a study / game room / craft room. And, but also I'm going to be getting a kitten in 2 weeks and I already have two other animals. The idea is to, not to sound mean, but to shut her into the study with me while I'm at work. Mm-hmm. That way, when she is out in the house, it is supervised play. Make sure that everybody is going to be nice and friendly and stuff to the kitten and everything. Okay. So I definitely need to get this. And I know that. I understand that, you know, it's sort of, it's the whole procrastination type thing, you know, of like, yeah, I'll work on it Thursday night, you know, the night before I get the kitten, you know, that type deal. So yeah. It's just that whole issue.
Well, and I think it's, you've seen you've experienced the power of the daily routines. I want you to really experience the power of the decluttering as well. Okay. So like, have you experienced the power of decluttering? The impact on your house? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's really focus in on that and say, okay, function. And you said, or you admitted one of the other, that you have the functions with the slashes in it, right? For this room. So yes. Let's decide on if you have, not that you can't use it for all of those things, but if you had to call it one thing, what would it be?
Right now, my study, because that's where my computers are, I guess would be the thing, the office, because that's where my work computer is set up and stuff like that. So, because I do Zoom meetings and things for work, you know, so that's right. That's what it is right now.
Okay. So that's the number one thing you need to be doing in there. It mm-hmm. also is where you do crafting.
Mm-hmm. My yarn. That's pretty much it. I don't craft in here, but my yarn, I have a spinning wheel that's in here. So it's more of the storage room for said craft materials, you know, that okay. type of deal. Yeah.
Or let's think of it as you store your craft materials in your office.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And then what was the other function?
Game room.
And who uses it for that? How is that used? That way?
It used to be the kids. They don't do it as much in here, but we still have the TV and a couple of the game systems are in here. And one of the divided up into which corner you were facing as to what the function of the room was for. So, yeah.
So does it get used for that anymore?
No, it does not.
Okay. So could those things go somewhere else or leave?
Probably so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think as kids get older, this is my own experience. You know, it's kind of like the way we used to like say, okay, this is where this, well, then they're older and they mm-hmm. kind of have their own way of doing things. And yeah. So giving it that definition of this is my office, I'm okay with yarn and knitting supplies being in my office. Mm-hmm. But I don't want kids' gaming systems that we don't actually use in my office, right?
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
So like, zeroing in on the function, because for you, I'm assuming with the visual impairment, I would assume it helps all the stuff being gone. The more that's gone, the easier it is for you to function in that space. Would you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's like, I'm going to make some fairly drastic decisions, which that's kind of a drastic decision to say, oh, wait, I've always thought of this as a game room. Oh. Let me remove that.
Yeah, because we have like a 65-inch TV in here. That hasn't been used in a couple of years just because they haven't been in here to use it, you know? And yeah, so, okay.
Do you think anybody in your house would appreciate that TV being somewhere else? Or can it go?
I don't even think they would notice if it was gone.
Yeah.
So it's just... they'd probably see the space and, oh, where'd the TV go? You know, and be like, oh, okay, well, we weren't away, that's fine, you know. So Yeah.
So I think because you've said you've gotten your kitchen done, mm-hmm. most likely because you're like, I can zero in on the purpose and the function of this kitchen. And therefore, it becomes a lot easier to be like, this belongs in the kitchen. This does not belong in the kitchen. This is the space mm-hmm. I have in my kitchen. So this is how much I can keep in my kitchen. You know, so it's kind of like the fact that that space has a very defined thing is part of what has made it easier for you to really make progress in there. The living area as well. Would you say that has been part of it, is like defining, we're going to use this for living. That means this other stuff has to go and I can mm-hmm. really.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think doing that same thing here is going to have a big impact. So what would you say is the room that the function is most key? How is your entryway? Like, how is the place where people enter the house?
The entryway I have good, because what it is, we have a front door and then we have like a half wall that has sort of like not quite a hallway, but it's a half wall, and then like the living room closet, and we have a credenza, and then it goes into the hallway. And mm-hmm. the half wall is just like, you know, waist high type wall type thing that leads into the living room. So the minute you open the door, you can see the living room and the kitchen.
Okay.
See that entire side of the house. So I do good on that because I used to pile all of my shoes, like in the door, I take my shoes off when I come in and they would just be in a pile, you know, and it was very hard to keep them straight and everything. And trying to figure out something to do to store the shoes. And I ended up cleaning off the credenza, which has different shelves. And now I put my shoes there.
Oh,
and
good.
I've gotten really good at, when I take off my shoes, I pick them up and I put them on the shelf, you know, and it's stain. It's actually staying cleaned and cleared off and things like that. Yeah. The top is still a work in progress, but horizontal spaces. You know?
Oh, so. Yeah. Those are the worst. Yes. Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like you have, you know, you've given yourself time to really work in the kitchen, to really kind of like embrace it, declutter it, use it to the point where it's like, okay, this is actually sustainable in life. So I think that that's going to be the thing. How do I move beyond that? Well, let's really narrow in on this space. And you also said that this is kind of new for you, this job. So maybe existing in this space, this room for long periods of time is possibly new for you. Would you say that?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, mm-hmm. let's zero in on this space and say, I'm going to do some pretty drastic decluttering in removing things that don't deserve to be in this space. And okay. then as you live in it, give yourself more permission to say, you know what? That doesn't contribute to what I need to mm-hmm. use this room for. And that doesn't either. And I'm going to go ahead and get rid of that because the decluttering is the thing that creates the sustainability of the progress that you're making.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Solved all your problems.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I am so excited about my new digital picture frame from Aura. It is beautiful and it solves clutter problems. One frame that rotates, so it lets me display lots of photos. There's a new photo every 10 minutes. I am seriously delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. Mom, I hope you're not listening because you are also getting an Aura frame for Mother's Day. I am going to customize the gift by preloading photos onto the frame. There's a super simple app that I can share with the whole family so they can add photos to my mom's frame too, anytime from wherever they are around the globe. I used the Aura app and I had everything set up for my frame in 2 minutes. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. So what's the next thing you want to talk about?
All right. So the next thing, I actually had my daughter help me with the wording on this one because I couldn't figure it out. So here, how do I communicate to others that consistency with the small things will make my attempts at the larger tasks easier.
Okay. Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
Yeah. So I have, I get really picky about certain small things. And the description I gave was that we have a single basin sink. So we have like a grid thingy on the side to where we can put sponges to hold them so they drip into the sink and stuff. And certain people don't put the sponge back on the grid thingy. They put it in the sink. And when I call them, like, I'm not like, you know, it's more of like, hey, put it on the thing before you get done using it. They just sort of like look around at the kitchen or whatever and sort of like you're picking on this when the rest of the house might look a mess, you know, which it's still a mess, but it's a lot better than what it was, you know, that type deal and everything. So it's just the small, you know, hey, dishes in the dishwasher, not the sink, you know, and that type deal. Just the attitude behind the small stuff that is sort of like, I don't know.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, but I don't have a magic answer for you because there is no magic answer.
Yeah.
You know,
and I know a lot of that has to do with how others in the household see what you're doing, you know, or respond to what you're doing, that type deal. I understand that. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, something to say to them or.
Honestly, what you're saying is all there is that you can say. But at the same time, the only thing you can control is your own reaction. So if it's a matter of this item is a foot away from where I want it to be, you have to make the decision. Do I want to fight this battle or do I want to move it the foot on my own? Because what they're saying is valid as well, right? Like what is the big deal about this item being a foot away from where you want it to be? When there's other stuff that needs to be done too, you know, and this, and I'm saying this as someone who I get your frustration because I felt it myself.
My thinking is if you know that it's supposed to be there, if you already have it in your hand, why not just put it there? If that's where you got it from, you know, that's
right.
The frustration of it is I'm trying to give you a teaching moment and you're scoffing at it.
Yeah.
You know, that's
but at the same, at the same time, I am also the person who doesn't realize when it's leaving my hand. And so I understand from their perspective as well. So here's me. Okay. Let me just give you my scenario.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
I am the person who sets things down without realizing it. Okay. Uh-huh. And so anybody looking on would be like, why are you putting it there and not 2 feet over where it goes? Like, why can't you just put it where it goes? And I'm like, I didn't even realize it left my hand. And then I am also the person really working on trying to change this. And so there are a few things that I get down, right? Like, I'm like, okay, I'm actually, so for example, you know, when my kids were drinking out of sippy cups, which now it's the same thing with any kind of water bottles or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I realize if I will go ahead and put the sippy cup back together straight out of the dishwasher, my life is so much easier. Mm-hmm. And so, but it was something that was not natural to me in the beginning because I had always been, never been the person to actually put everything back together and neatly put it back in the cabinet, you know?
Yeah.
And so then when my husband was putting sippy cup stuff back in there and not putting them back together, I was like, I've been putting all those back together. And he just looked at me like, well, and I think he probably even said the words at one point, like, that's the one thing you've decided to do like that, you know, because it didn't fit with my personality.
Yeah.
So it's like,
exactly.
I finally found this thing. Like, if I will just put the sponge in this place instead of this place, my life is easier. And so I have worked on that. But then there are lots of other things that I haven't done, and he doesn't see the difference between the things I haven't gotten down and the things I have gotten down. And so instead of saying, why can't you change the same conversation to, this is what I have figured out makes a huge difference for me. I know. Admit it. Say, I know there are so many things I'm still working on. Totally get it. And yet this is one that has, I have realized, wow, this small little change has a huge impact for me. So putting it on yourself instead of a, why can't you say a, this is why I have started to do this, but also acknowledge that they may not realize what they're doing. And so in the reminder, you know, like the whole why is rarely like, why do you do this? Or why don't you do this is rarely something that people respond well to, right? Because they may not know why.
Okay.
Just like for you before, you didn't know why either. Now you know why it makes such a big difference. And so for you, there's a big time why. But for the other person, there may not be that why yet. Is this making any sense?
Yeah, no, it does. It does. It does. So you, yeah, no, it's definitely going to help.
Yeah. So you make the conversation more about this is what is working for me, acknowledging there are some disconnects here, acknowledging, you know, don't get offended when they look around and say, well, what about all this stuff? Say, yeah, I'm still working on that. I am. But this is one of the things that I've realized makes a huge impact. I would appreciate it if you could help, but then also don't make it a relationship breaker either. You know, so it's like,
yeah,
even though they try, or when they go, yeah, I'll try. Okay. And then, oh man, I didn't even think about that. Then you're like, okay, you know, you can move it as well. So that's where I've had to go for myself. I'm like, sometimes it just becomes a matter of, you know what? There are things I set down without realizing that's the same way for them. So this one's important to me. So I'm going to move it.
For a follow-up question, find them and do it for them or say something.
You know, it really just depends. It just depends. I mean, because I'm not, because you know, I mean, you're a mom, you've got adult kids.
Yeah.
You know that sometimes it's good to say it and sometimes it's good to let it go, you know? Either way, the only thing I can control is myself, especially with other adults, which even with kids, you can't control it. You know what I mean? But like, it's the teaching and all that. And it's like, sometimes as an adult, I don't want to be taught. I want to be treated like an adult, which sometimes is frustrating. Cause I mean, it becomes about the interaction and all that kind of stuff. So which one is actually making an impact? If you've been trying the, I'm going to point this out and teach you every time, and all it's doing is causing frustration and for them to kind of resist you harder, then try the other way of just moving it yourself and seeing, okay, which one actually results in a house that's better and relationships that are more harmonious.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does. Very much so. Yes, I got it.
It's not what we want to hear though, right?
I know it. No, it totally isn't. But I understand it. Yes. Yeah.
It's reality acceptance. You know, and literally every single relationship of anybody living in a house together has stories like these. Right? And so we decide, we pick our battles. We just do. We pick our battles. And sometimes we go, you know what? This is a relationship. I don't want any battles. I don't need any battles in this relationship. We're going to just focus on the good stuff. And I'm going to move the sponge myself because that's easier. And sometimes just making that decision helps take the irritation away from you. You know, like I've had, you know, my husband and I have certain things where it's like, there are certain things where I go, oh, that's, it's not worth the back and forth over this. I would rather just do this thing, even though I had to write out the way things should be, it should be this way. And I'm like, but I'd rather have harmony. So I'm just going to not worry about that, you know?
That makes sense. Okay.
Well, and I will say, as you know, one of the things that I see is sometimes when it becomes this power struggle, then you sometimes get into the situation where you're like, well, I'm not going to move it. He should have moved it. You know, so that it's not an option to be like, well, I'm not going to do this because he's not doing it, because then that's when everything's bad, right? Relationship's bad because you're frustrated and also the house is a mess, blah, blah, blah. So I mean, a life free of frustrations, especially when we are living with other people, it's just not reality, right? And so it's like, you pick your battles, but you also pick which things to care about. You know, it's like, so it's okay. I mean, this is what's going to have to be done. And then we're grateful for the things that they do for us. And then we do things for them. And, you know, so it's a, exactly.
Yep, totally. Yeah.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so let's talk about the next thing.
Okay, so like I said before, my first job in 22 years, it is as an independent contractor. So I have sort of like what you do. I have the scheduled Zoom, all pre-scheduled. There's very few that are spontaneous, you know. Mm-hmm. So I do have that. I take advantage of those breaks. Right now I have breaks in between calls and stuff just because I'm still technically in training. I don't have my own clients yet, but I am getting to that point. So how do I take advantage of those time frames to actually, like, I know I should get up and declutter or clean something or do something, but do I really want to, you know, that type deal? So do you have any tips or tricks or anything like that? Cause that's a big one also. Cause then I feel guilty for not doing it when I know I should, you know.
Is part of the frustration that it's like, well, I've only got this amount of time and surely that's not enough time. Is that part of it?
No, because like today I didn't have anything going on. Now, tomorrow, I've half hours worth of stuff going on. So I know tomorrow is not doing anything. But on normal days, I work about three and a half hours in from like a 9 to 5 period. So I have an hour to an hour and a half blocks where I am not doing anything. And I am free. And I know that I'm free. I can see on my calendar that I'm free. And if somebody calls, I have it on my phone, which I can carry with me, you know, that type deal. So I'm not glued to my seat for the entire time. I don't have to be.
Yeah.
But I choose to be, you know, I guess that's sort of.
Yeah. Well, I think it's that time blocking. You know, I think taking advantage of the fact that you have a study, which the reality of that is, the more you focus in on, I'm going to make this my space for working, then it kind of gives you some separation as much, you know, and sometimes people only have a table, a desk, a spot on the couch, whatever, you know, but you do have the study. So it's like, this is my room for this. So I am going to physically relocate during these other chunks of time, or I'm going to, you know, like, time block, basically, like, this is my work time. This is my other. And then anytime, especially really, this is true anytime as you're getting started, knowing what matters the most, you already know that, you know, that dishes matter. A 5-minute pickup makes a huge impact. So it's like, if I can't do anything else, those are the two things that I'm going to do.
Okay.
So in these moments that I have, I'm going to go and do what I can on the dishes before my next call or whatever, you know, like, and just doing that will, I mean, you've already experienced how that ends up freeing up time, right? Like there's this strange phenomenon that happens as you're doing dishes consistently and you don't have them weighing on you as this big thing that needs to be done, that it ends up it ends up freeing up time. So it's like saying, okay, I am not going to think about all the things I could be doing with all the time that I have available. Instead, I'm just going to say, well, I have to get the dishes done and I have to do a 5-minute pickup, or I want to, because we all know that we can get away without doing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, plenty of times, yes.
So say, these are the things. These are the things that are most important. So I'm just going to get up and I'm going to focus on getting the dishes done, which may be at a different time or rhythm or routine than it's been before. And that's a big mm-hmm. thing that's difficult when you change your life routine, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Start doing a job. I hear this from a lot of people. It's been my own experience as well. It's like, oh, I had it down. I had a time. And now it's either I'm working during that time or the exhaustion level that by this time mm-hmm. of day, I am done. I am out. And I used to be able to stay up and do the dishes, but I can't anymore because I'm just so tired or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
So instead you say, I don't know what that time is going to look like in my right now life, you know, the life that I'm living now, but I'm going to say, okay, I just got to get the dishes done. I got to do a 5-minute pickup. And so you're looking for those awkward pauses that are not necessarily at a certain time of day, but say, I am going to go get this done because of that. And then that gets you out of that room. And then you might have broken some of that sedentary, just sitting, you know, kind of waiting mm-hmm. for the next thing because yeah. you're like, I'm just going to get this done. Okay. And then if okay. you, as you're out of that room, you know, use the no mess decluttering process to say, I'm going to go a little bit farther in these mm-hmm. other functional spaces using the visibility rule or the function rule for you, you know, whatever you want to call it. But
yeah,
that using the prioritizing of what needs to be done and using awkward pauses for that to get you out of this space, which will then, you know, hopefully open up some ability to
snowball effect type deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hopefully. Does that make any sense? Okay. I don't know if that applies to your situation.
Yeah, no, it totally does. It does. Yeah. Cause I can, you know, it's back to the thing of walk into the living room and you can see what needs to be done, but it's, you know, I don't really feel like doing that, but having the 5-minute pickup and everything yeah. that does help a lot. I've used that really good with the videos, with the TikTok videos. I was doing really good. And then with the job, it just, you know, cause I can do them at any time during the day and made it a lot easier and everything. And now with the job, which I'm not complaining that I have a job, you know, but it's just trying to get into the habit job as well when the habit was not all that great to begin with, yeah. you know? So yeah.
Well, okay. And I think it's that reminding yourself that it really means 5 minutes for a 5-minute pickup, that you mm-hmm. are not yeah. talking about, okay, I've got to get up and go get the whole house picked up. No, I'm going to mm-hmm. go do a 5-minute pickup. And if I want to be done at the end of 5 minutes, I will still have been successful because I will have done a 5-minute pickup, which was my whole goal. If it goes on yeah. to be more, great. If not, the 5-minute pickup itself alone, just mm-hmm. that will make a huge impact on your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you okay. know that. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Cause I was, you know, originally I was going to, like, I always have the tendency to blame older sisters for my slobbiness because they were the kind of where you would put a glass down and they would whisk it away for me. So I was like, oh, I never have to get up to do what was that type thing. And then I started thinking my mom had no clutter in the living room. I don't even know what type of clutter threshold she had just because there was never any clutter. So I never learned how to, like, what clutter was, like decluttering or anything like that, because there was nothing there. You know, it was a couch, a TV with entertainment center, a chair, and a wall unit, but it was all nice and neat and tidy. But she never, I don't know. I don't remember ever seeing her doing anything with it.
Did you like so living like that? Really,
yeah, I did. We had a coffee table in our living room, and I moved the end table down, or the coffee table downstairs, because it took up too much space. It was too, like, even that was too much clutter for the living room, just because I'm used to, like, a completely open floor, like everything where I grew up was against a wall, you know, there was nothing in the middle. And so, like, having even the hassock, which when they sit on the couch, they put their feet on, you know, it's never, you know, but even like that, sometimes it's just like, I need a clean floor, you know, I just need not to have obstacles in the way. I don't know. It was really weird.
Do you think that your mom was that way partially because of your visual impairment?
No, because I wasn't, it wasn't to that extent. quite yet.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I think it had to do with the fact that her mom, my grandma, grew up during the Depression and everything, and was in the middle of 17 children. So my grandma had 5 extra things of everything, like 5 boxes of Ziploc bags that would all be opened and all would be being used, but they weren't consolidated. You know, that I think my mom growing up in that was like, I'm not dealing with this. You know, we're going to have as little stuff as humanly possible, which might have been her close not having anything, just because she grew up in the exact opposite type of environment, you know,
which is possible that you brought stuff in because you're like, oh, I want more stuff than that, than my, you know, or without even realizing you brought more stuff in. And now you're like, oh, it was easier to live that way. So like use that amount of, wow, it was easy simply because, not just because people did things for me, but because there was less stuff. So it's like, my life will be easier if I have less stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Was there anything else you want to talk about today?
Not that I could think of. I know a lot of people at my work are interested. So we have a monthly, we call it a Vision Central, and it's basically a way to use the assistant device. And the last one that we did was on spring cleaning. And I 5-step decluttering process in the beginning, because I was like, before you clean, you have to declutter. Remember that. You know, I've gotten speed up mode, you know, and everything. And several times since then, like, people have been saying, oh, we've been using that. That works, you know? And I'm like, yeah, it does.
It does. Know? It totally does. I love it.
Yeah. So my boss, Tyler. Hi, Tyler. He's like, I've been using that and it works really well. And I'm like, yay, great. So I'm really glad to like, you know, inspire others. Like the same way you do, you know, because all my friends and the rest of my family seem to have it together, you know, and they don't need this, but there's people out there that, so yeah. So.
Yeah. There are lots of us out there, surprisingly.
Oh yeah.
It still surprises me.
So.
Well, what do you love about being a kindred spirit?
I love the fact that I can see that other people are going through the same process and the same struggles and everything. Just like you said, there's a lot of us out there and we follow your rules, but we have our own way of doing things and stuff like that, and sharing that process. Good. But seeing that other people are going through the same thing, you know? Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. There's something really powerful about knowing that it works for you and it works for other people, and the struggle is legitimate. Yeah.
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 Yeah,
for sure. Okay. Well, thank you so much. This has been really fun. I appreciate you being willing to share. Okay. I hope y'all enjoyed that conversation. Don't forget, if you want to be a patron of this show, you can join us over at patreon.com/aslobcomesclean. Join us there, get into the Facebook group, find out how lovely it is to have these conversations with people who get it, who are using these same strategies, speak the same language about decluttering. It's a really fun group over there. So again, that's patreon.com/aslobcomesclean. All right. I will talk to y'all next week.